It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. And I'm going to have to ask for her help because, of course, the magazine is probably just going to be the new one for November out in the next week or so, maybe even sooner than that. So we'll welcome in Thorin Christendotter. Thorin, good morning.
Good morning. It actually came out or arrived at our office late yesterday afternoon.
So you'll be peddling on the streets this morning, today.
Libby and Ashley sure will. Libby started last night. She was spotted in Copic.
All right. You know, that must be, I hate to say this, but how many magazines do you print?
It varies each month. Obviously, in the summer months, we print more. And in the winter, like January, February, we cut back a little bit. It just depends on, you know, some places our distribution locations sometimes are closed in those months. And then, you know, in the higher traffic months, there's a lot more people around. It has to, you know, people don't always put two and two together, but the fact that, like, in the winter, a lot of us, you know, buckled down, don't go out as much, so less people are out picking them up. So that's why we do that. But we go anywhere from 45 to 55 or 6,000 copies.
So now, folks, imagine you got to deliver those. Well, that's what I'm getting through. This is not like delivering newspapers is tough because it's early, early in the morning, but they're newspapers. This is a heavy magazine.
yeah.
So do they go into a special training period?
Well, Ashley has been with me since, you know, even before day one. So she and I actually in the very beginning for many years delivered the two of us. Libby's been with us quite a few years but she knows the magazine well because she's been doing photography for us and she has been writing the recipes for us the last few years. So she, you know, understands us well. And so, she really loves delivering. She loves meeting people when she's out and talking to them. People actually recognize her now. So sometimes, she'll report back that they run up to her, snag them out of her hands. They recognize her car. It was last month she was delivering at Paley's Market, and this woman came up to her and grabbed a magazine from her, said how much she loves it and loves the recipes, not realizing that Libby's the one who writes the recipes. So Libby was tickled pink about that. And come to find out a little later, the sales lady at Paley's was like, "Do you know who that was?" And Libby's like, "No." And she said, "That's actually a very famous person." And so Libby was, you know, very excited that she was complimenting her. Oh, she was also complimenting the covers, most of which Libby has taken as well. So it was kind of nice to hear that.
I bring this up because people don't realize, like in radio, that people think that, okay, Marshall, you work from 6 to 9. No. they don't realize behind the scene what goes on when you want to publish when you want to run a radio station or when you want to publish a magazine. Yeah, there's all the publishing work. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But there's like getting deliveries done, making sure that you get it to the printer. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to be done that people don't necessarily think about when they see the finished product.
A lot of little steps. And as Kirk Neller of the Neller Insurance Agency told me many years ago, he's like, "Thorin, if it were so easy, everyone would be doing it." And I think that applies to everything. But it is a lot of little steps, little details that make a big difference. And, you know, deliveries are certainly a thing that Libby and Ashley have been waiting, you know, for a few days too, so they can organize and, you know, and check the weather. And, you know, we have to factor that in. And if it's, you know, on a Tuesday when a lot of stores are closed, you know, if it's windy, we can't go out. We don't want to leave the magazines out. If it's raining, we're not going out. But that impacts the date, you know, because we want to get them out as soon as possible. So, you know, all these things matter. And like with COVID, a lot of places were closed or didn't want magazines. So we had to pivot a lot. So it's like these, you know, things that you don't even think about that do impact it, just like it does in a radio, I'm sure.
You know, well, the funny thing you said is when we started 12 or 13 years ago, people said, "What are you starting a radio station for? You know, because somebody can come in." So we said, no, you don't understand. Operating a local radio station, no, nobody's going to come in and try to do that because it's too much work, too much setup, and it's not inexpensive. And since we've been on the air, as a matter of fact, two radio stations left our area and relocated to other areas. Like one radio station is now carrying WAMC, and one radio station moved to Rhinebeck simply because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of money, and there's not necessarily a huge return.
right.
on that money. You really have to to start a business like this and to run a business like this, you really have to care about the area. You do. It's not a thing where, well, I'm going to start a magazine and get rich. It's just not that way.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, I want to get to one story that we didn't cover from last month, and yeah. that is the story called Rich in Resources.
Yeah, Regina dove into minerals, or, you know, she was looking at the different, you know, not necessarily iron, but the subhead is which minerals played a role in the American Revolution, but talking about the natural resources that are to be found in New York State and the various ways that they have been used, including in the iron that was used in the American Revolution. You know, I remember studying iron and all this, you know, in school as a kid, and I thought it was kind of boring. But, you know, reading Regina's story and looking at things through that scope, it's very fascinating to see how much comes from here and what a difference it does make in various aspects of, you know, history and today even.
Well, I always say when you look back at the history of our area, the things we produced back in the beginning of the industrial age, the trees, the cannonballs, you name it, are all there. And also the art colonies that dotted our area, and famous writers. And this area has always been known as being a vacation area. And if people were to be able to travel back in time and know the vacation resorts that really dotted this area. And Amenia had Lake Amenia, which was a cottage community that lived around Lake Amenia. Really, and when you talk about natural resources, well, Connecticut has a lot, but you take a look at New York, and it's the same thing. New York, the natural resources and the things that make our area, that have made our area possible to be what they are now, are truly exactly. amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
you know, and we've got the beginning of the Berkshires in Massachusetts, the mountain range, the Adirondacks in New York. I mean, it really is an area that has just an amazing amount of history and, like your article says, resources.
It does. And funny, we were talking about the specific resources. One thing that I learned, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago that I never knew, that has always stuck with me because I thought it was so interesting, was from, you know, the Hudson River, how they used to cut out ice and send it south in the wintertime, and how they used it in the way back in the day for the early refrigerators.
You can look it back in Salisbury Association history and see in Lakeville Lake, they were cutting out huge mm-hmm. chunks of ice, and then they would bring them to these barns, and they would be covered with straw.
Yep.
And then you're right. Then they would be shipped out and used elsewhere. It was just one of the facets. And the railroads that ran through this area that were hubs for people to get from New York to Boston. And it's really our area really is absolutely amazing. And if you're born here and you lived here all your life, you might overlook it, but it really is an amazing area. So what do you have coming up for this month, what some of the things we might chat about next week?
The November issue is our art design issue, so our stories really focus around that. I told you last week that our center spread is that of Tim and Silda, Tim Jones and Silda Wall-Spitzer, and talking about their artistry. Some people might know Tim from Pine Plains and Stissing Design. We had a story on him, an artist profile on him many, many years ago. But this is about his and Silda's collaboration. Silda used to be the First Lady of New York, as some might remember. But it's talking about their large sculptures and their collaboration and how they met and formed this relationship. Then our entrepreneur feature of the month is that of EJ Home and Design. They are kind of design and build team of three. And let's see what else. Oh, I can't wait to hear what you think of Libby's recipe this month. It's a pumpkin chiffon pie.
And I think that sounds good.
we tried it, and I'm not huge on pumpkin anything, but it was really good, and the crust on it was fantastic.
Well, the funny thing about pumpkin is I'm not a huge pumpkin, like all these lattes and stuff like that, It doesn't contain pumpkin. It contains things that are meant to taste like pumpkin. And even when you eat pumpkin pie, 9 times out of 10, the pumpkin that's in that pie is mixed with something else, even in pure pumpkin pies. But I love pumpkin pie. But the pumpkin chiffon thing, I'm just getting into baking, you know. I started making some tarts. I looked at your recipes, and I hate trying to make the flour. I'm getting better at it, but it's a slow process. So I'll be very interested in seeing your pumpkin chiffon recipe.
Well, it's beautiful. And the crust, even if you don't like pumpkin, try the crust with something else. It's really good. And
All right. Well, this is a Main Street Magazine. Of course, it is now. The new copy is being out and about and sent out. We pick up in many places throughout our tri-state region, and their companion website at mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll check in with you once again next week.
Sounds good. Take it easy.
Take care. Thorne Christian Dodder here this morning on Robin Hood Radio with Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio.